Listening Library presents Minnie McClary Speaks Her Mind by Valerie Hobbs. Read for you by Tara Sands. 10:02. Room 2, Mojave Middle School. Home of the Mustangs. Minnie McClary, row 1, seat 4, nervously watched the clock. If a teacher did not show up in exactly 3 minutes, room 2 was going to explode. It had happened yesterday and the day before that, and it was sure to happen again. Some little thing would set it off. A belch or a fart, a spit wad would fly. Kids would wriggle in their seats. One boy would leave his desk, then another. They would prowl the room like dogs sniffing for trouble, or do some dopey thing to make everybody nervous, like standing on the teacher's desk. Minnie was trying not to worry about what would happen today. It was not her job to keep order. Like the rest of the class, she was only a kid. Unlike them, she was the new kid. She didn't know where she fit in yet, or if she ever would. She bit her lip and waited. 10:03. Feet shuffled, backpacks unzipped, forbidden cell phones appeared. Alicia, who always sighed dramatically. The boy who had allergies and never blew his nose began his nervous sniffle. Somebody hummed the theme from Jaws. Derek's fingers drummed the desk. Minnie tried to think about things outside this classroom, like the blank canvas in art class that was supposed to turn into a self-portrait. Her brother, Dylan, who had stopped being nice the minute he turned 13.